I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. A section of Independence Pass will be closed near the summit today and tomorrow due to rockfall safety work. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the closure is expected to be in place from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m., and drivers should use alternate routes. The Red Brick Center for the Arts in Aspen has a new multidisciplinary exhibition that features work by 9 Roaring Fork Valley artists. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has the details.
The Red Brick's new exhibition, Resilience, includes sculptures, paintings, music, and even poetry. Sarah Roy is the art facility's executive director. She says the collection takes on the issue of mental health.
That's the power of art, right? To add to conversations that way.
The pieces bring different perspectives to the topic, and Roy adds that the collection takes on new meaning during the pandemic.
Some artists kind of take a personal approach to what resilience is. One artist kind of looks at it through the lens of environmental issues. We have an artist that takes it on from a global perspective.
The exhibition is currently on display through the end of October. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Governor Jared Polis says Colorado's recent spike in coronavirus cases appears to be leveling off. But as Capitol reporter Scott Franz explains, Polis says it's too early to celebrate.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 were up about 16% this week, and the governor says it will take another week to see if the state has reached the end of what he is calling a third wave of increases during the ongoing pandemic.
I hope that we're able to say we're now on a downward trend from the third peak, but we are not able to say that yet. And we are still worried that this could be an increase.
Officials suspect the spike was triggered by the Labor Day holiday and the start of college classes. And this week, New York added Colorado to its list of states whose travelers need to self-quarantine when they arrive in the Northeast. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The legitimacy of public land use decisions over the last year are under scrutiny. That's following the removal of the acting director at the Bureau of Land Management during that time. The Mountain West News Bureau's Bo Baker reports.
A federal judge ruled that as William Perry Pendley had not been nominated by the president or confirmed by the Senate, he is serving unlawfully. Both steps are necessary under the Constitution. Now many are wondering if any or all of the agency's actions while Pendley was at the helm are invalid. The list of decisions under Pendley's tenure include moving the BLM headquarters to Colorado and opening more than 500,000 acres of public land in Montana to resource extraction. Plus, any oil and gas leases entered into during the 424 days Pendley was in charge. It remains to be seen if decisions authorized but not signed off personally by Pendley also fall under legal scrutiny. The Trump administration is expected to appeal the ruling. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.